Most people retain their integrity for about a couple of centuries within the multiplicity. Then they just gradually blend into the overall habitat personality. So even then they don't vanish completely. But at that, it's a lot better than any heavenly salvation which animist religions offer their followers. "Tell me about religion," Syrinx asked the habitat personality later that day. She was sitting at the bottom of the garden, watching fast bronze-coloured fish sliding through the big stone-lined lily pond. "It is an organized form of deity worship, usually originating in primitive cultures. Most religions perceive God as male, because they all have their roots in a time prior to female emancipation, which serves to illustrate how contrived they are. But people still follow them today? A majority of animists retain their faith, yes. There are several religions current in their culture, notably the Christian and Muslim sects. Both convey the belief that holy prophets walked the earth at some time in the past, and both promise a form of eternal salvation for those who adhere to the teachings of said prophets." "Oh, why don't Edenists believe, then?" "Our culture prescribes nothing, providing it doesn't harm the majority. You may, if you wish, practice the worship of any god. The major reason no Edenist chooses this action is that we have extremely stable personalities. We can look at the whole concept of God and spirituality from a vantage point built on logic and physics. Under such an intensive scientific scrutiny, religion always fails. Our knowledge of quantum cosmology is now sufficiently advanced to eliminate the notion of God altogether. The universe is an entirely natural phenomenon. If extraordinarily complex, it was not created by an external act of will. So we don't have souls. The concept of soul is as flawed as that of religion. Pagan priests preyed on people's fear of death by promising them there was an afterlife in which they would be rewarded if they lived a good life. Therefore, belief in your soul is also an individual choice. However, as Edenists have continuation through becoming part of a habitat personality, no Edenists have required this particular aspect of faith. Edenists know that existence does not end with physical death. We have, to some extent, superseded religion thanks to the mechanics of our culture. But what about you? Do you have a soul? No. My mentality is, after all, the summation of individual Edenists. Nor was I ever one of God's creatures. I am entirely artificial.
But you're alive.
Yes. So if there were souls, you'd have one. I concede your argument. Do you think there are souls?
Not really. It seems a bit silly. But I can see how animists believe in it so easily. If I didn't have the option of transferring my memories into a habitat, I'd want to believe I had a soul too.
An excellent observation. It was the memory transfer ability which resulted in the mass excommunication of Christian Edenists by Pope Eleanor in 2090. When our founder, Wingtsit Chong, became the first human to transfer his memories into a habitat neural stratum, the Pope denounced his action as sacrilegious, an attempt to avoid divine judgment. Subsequently, the affinity gene was declared to be a violation of divine heritage. The Vatican was afraid it placed too great a temptation before the devout. An Islamic proclamation was issued along similar lines a year later, proscribing the faithful from having the gene sequenced into their children. It was the start of the divergence between Edenist and Adamist culture, and also effectively ended Adamist use of BiTech. Without affinity control, BiTech organisms have little practical use.
But you said there are lots of different religions. How can there be many gods? There can't be more than one creator, surely? That's a contradiction.
A good point. Several of the largest wars Earth has known have been fought over this issue. All religions claim theirs is the true faith. In actuality, any religion is dependent solely on the strength of conviction in its followers. Syrinx gave up and rested her head in her hands as she watched the fish scuttle under the big pink water lilies. It all sounded highly unlikely to her.
"What about you?" she asked Inoni. "Are you religious?"
I don't see the need to pray to an unseen deity for anything. I know what I am. I know why I am. You humans seem to delight in building your own complications.